Tapping in, friend.
Listen, it's a smoke.
Smoke session.
420 for the dummies. You big dummy.
420 special, everybody. How we doing?
What's up, baby? Bro? What's going on, man?
420 special, bro.
I just want to know how you're feeling, bro. This is a good time. Now, people are wondering why I'm streaming. Listen, Aaron is busy. I'm busy. I work 10 hours. Aaron works a lot of hours. We're also doing projects as well, you know?
Loaded to the brim, dude.
To the gills.
And in this economy, it's very cheap. There's no travel costs. There's nothing. We can just hop on. We're here.
This is cost effective.
Very cost effective.
Now, how do you feel, right, from a 1 to 10?
Honestly, I'm at a solid 9. Allergies have been, like, terrible these last couple of days. I don't know about everybody else, but it's just been hitting me really hard. But, I don't know. Haven't seen you in, like, a couple weeks, so I'm pretty amped. We've been chilling. We've been shooting the shit.
Yeah, I've just been working, bro.
Yeah.
That's all I've been doing. We got some people, people are out right now. People are out at work right now, so work is pretty intense.
Yeah.
You know, so I got to log in. I got to go to it. You know, I'm getting up early, getting out late.
You got to lock in.
I got to lock in for real. What about
1 to 10, though, overall?
1 to 10, I'm at an 8, bro. I'm even. I knew this is a part of growing up, bro. You got to start working. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't just be chilling. You got to work. It's not always going to be sunshines and roses, man.
That overtime, take it. All right?
You don't got no OT in my spot.
No OT.
It's performance-based, bro.
Yes.
So the opportunity, right? Like, I just talk to a lot more people than everybody else. And I'm not going to lie, bro. We're making sales. We're doing well. But, like, it's a grind. And you got to accept
that. Absolutely, bro. You're calling, like, 200-plus people a day.
Two-piece. That's 1,000 a week.
Yeah.
1,000 times so, 4,000.
By the hour.
You know what I'm saying?
You're working.
By the hour, we working, baby. What's up with these rich people, bro?
Playing weird games.
They doing some stuff, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I saw Trump. He was like, yo, buy this. I got some shoes. Hey, I got a Bible.
I endorse this product. How about you buy it, huh? Come on.
I see a policy. I see some stocks rise. There's some things in between that's going on, guys.
Some stocks being dumped. You're like, why are they doing that? What are they doing over there?
Why are you telling me to invest in this, huh? You got some stuff? Oh, this manners now, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't
playing weird games,
guys.
Man. There's a lot of strings. There's a lot of strings going on behind the scenes.
You know what? We're the strings, man.
Yeah. when you come down to it, you really are.
Smoke session.
Cannabis illegal in the state of California.
Yep.
You cannot judge me.
Cannot make us feel bad.
It's legal.
Legal.
Legal Beagle, Evil Knievel. It's four of us in the squad, like it's the Beatles.
Rhyming. Genius. Rhyming genius.
Hip hop. Hip hop. That's how they say it on CNN and Fox when they say.
With that hip hop stuff.
And this hip hop lyric. All right, man. How was the eclipse for you, bro?
It's cool. I got to beep him for a second. Stepped outside.
You saw it?
Yep, put on the special goggles.
You went outside.
Yep.
You put on goggles.
Yep.
You know what I was
like, let me look at that. What are you doing? You making calls?
I was selling the sun.
Hello? Yeah. You see, you look outside right now?
Yo. A lady was like, it's eclipse time.
Perfect for me. Like, I'm selling solar. How we doing?
So are you free? Like,
this is kind of my type of thing, you know?
Are you open to chat?
You see how valuable that is?
You see how we're all looking at it?
We're all staring up. We're all freaking out when it's gone.
I just worked. I was like, is this what's going to happen to me? Am I turning into the Scrooge?
What the?
Like, I saw all these. Yeah. And I posted about it. Like, I posted about it on the pod page. I had, shout out Big Body Bethany. She Big had body. Ground footage. And she showed us everything that was going on in the eclipse out there in PA. Shout out to her. Appreciate you.
Yeah.
And we got to look at it, right? Now, talking about the East Coast, there was an earthquake over there.
They're not very usual over there. That doesn't happen very often.
They were scared of that little shaky shake.
Yeah, it's frightening. It's frightening.
Well, shaky shake. What are you going to do when the growl's coming for you?
Yeah, bro. Those don't happen over there, man. That's part of the reason some of the people live on the East Coast. They're like, there's no real big
situation.
Like snowstorms, you know,
problems.
Wildfires, earthquakes, droughts, all those tornadoes,
monsoons.
Coming up.
Hey, what can I do, man? I just accept that shit, man.
Yeah,
I'm not worried about it. You know, people are worried about like robots and shit. I'm not worried about the robot. You know why? No.
Why?
I'm not gonna buy it. It's fucking silly.
You're be like those old people, bro. The old people being like, I don't understand this generation. They're like, come on,
bro.
Grandpa, just put the chip in your brain. They're like,
fuck
ah,
no, bro.
Not me.
No, that dude's
not
like playing
me,
like video games with the chip on his brain. I'm like, you could have did that with your hands, brother.
Yeah, I don't.
And that's all I'm saying.
I don't need that. I don't need the chip.
That's all
I'm
saying, guy. You know, you put it in your brain. Now, what if you don't buy the update? Shit's gonna happen.
On a scale from 1 to 10, my friend, you're fucked.
Robots are here. They're working at Amazon $3 an hour. They cut that.
No, they're coming. They're going to start to really... They're absolutely coming. Prepare for it. There's no putting it off. Just learn how to adapt as best as you can.
And I tell you right now, don't put that shit in your house. Don't put it in your house, guys.
Oh, man.
I wouldn't put it in your house. Hey, Aaron, I come to your house, right? I walk into your house. Aaron, my friend for almost 10 years, I'm going to walk into your house and there's a robot saying, hello, Mr. Brunson. I'm going to walk out.
No. I'm not doing any physical body like robot.
Like, what if one day he's just like tired of taking out the trash? I get tired of taking out the trash.
Aaron, I'm tired of adjusting your temperatures. Okay, buddy?
You know?
Yeah,
feel like
bro.
Robots are going to look at it and it's going to be like,
in the factory, you destroy everything. I just don't understand you. What use of there is for you? Hello. 0-1-0-1. Meat is so much better than you. You're just a meat man.
Robot.
That's gonna be, that's gonna be like a new robot slur. Like bag. Like that's gonna be
meat,
new.
Bag of meat. Meat
bag
boy.
Of meat.
Meat boy.
Bio.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Warm blood. Like, it's gonna be some shit, bro.
Yeah.
Now, shout out, you know, Smoke.
Shout out to the. shout out to AI Overlords, you know, shout out.
Hey, 11111.
11100111001.
I fuck with y'all, man. I invite y'all to a smoke.
Smoke
session.
Smoke session, dude.
Listen, first of all, have you seen the Apple goggles? I know they have like a term for it, but like they look like goggles. Okay,
yeah, they look goofy.
Ready?
They look heavy. They look very goofy.
Bro,
and heavy.
It screams rob me. Like I see people like online and shit talking about
walking down the city streets,
walking down
like
the street.
I'm like,
that?
No.
That's like take my things.
No, this
you
is
okay?
for, like in the apartment.
I don't know if it's
use.
Like how I the grew apartment. Up or whatever, but like I see stuff like that. Like,
it's like carrying around a bag of money saying, take me. You're like, no.
What's wrong with you, bro? That's $3,500 on your face. What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
Now, I would never wear that shit outside. I see people wearing outside. I would never wear it in a place they say it's designated to wear. Because if I'm a highway, man, I'm like, oh, that's the best
going
place.
Right there. That's
the best place.
This is the market.
This is where I'm eating. Like, this is a bunch of sitting ducks,
great
bro. Don't
good
be,
tonight here, guys.
Man, good, man. I got like 6 goggles.
Look at all these idiots carrying around their goggles thinking they're safe. Like, no.
And I'm telling I'm not trying to be, body phobic, but like, don't turn into the fat fucks from Wally with this shit. God.
No, that was another
got no survival instincts, man. That shit's going to
rolling
be
around. Rolling around.
Wally.
Oh my god. What do we do?
It was
we're
me. AI's on the way. You know, AI's computing shit. I use AI. Shout out AI. I don't use it. Yeah. We work together. You know, I give you money. You do things for me. That's the job. And that's our relationship. I don't want you to get mad. AI's around the corner. I don't want to be inept, so I've learned how to use it. Like, I use it for the podcast. I use it for certain things.
It's coming, guys.
It's coming. Like, just adapt to it and learn new things. Like it's
everything,
not...
Every form of industry is going to weaponize it against you, so it's best to adapt and learn it so that you can be an instrumental tool in establishing your own way with this. You know what I mean?
It's going to take maintenance, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
It's going to take maintenance. Somebody's going to have to learn these skills. I say, a lot of people say things are going to, you know, people don't have a lot of hard skills, soft skills. They even say my industry is a soft skill. But the thing is, if you implement and learn, it's a hard skill. All you got to do is learn and adapt to the current market. And you can achieve a lot of things with AI. You just
it'll always be about people buying stuff and selling stuff. Between people, that's what it is.
Oh, no.
Even if you introduce AI, it's still people.
Oh, no, nobody can do my job, bro. I talk to people, man. I had some rough customers. I had a lady tell me to email her. I email her. She says, don't email me. Don't ever contact me again. I was like,
what are we doing here?
I just asked her because it was bewildering. I was like, why did you ask me to email you?
I don't get this.
I don't understand. People are trying to get off. They got some anger issues, right? Like, I mean, you work customer service. You understand. People are just like,
bro. And this is where I'm going to come and take my problems out on. This is what I'm going to come and do.
I need to de-stress. I can't afford therapy. Nobody
can afford
therapy. I
just love yelling at people, man. Random people.
Wake up. Start yelling.
Can't wait to go and yell at people today.
Hi. Bye.
That's how people really live their lives, bro.
I hate you. I hate you.
Hey, you piece of
shit. You know what I'm saying? Are you at your job?
Are you broke? Haha, you're broke.
Are you in a different industry? My industry's best. My industry. Wait, what was the one good? Never mind. I ain't gonna bring it up.
Yeah, no.
You said some wild shit. You said some wild shit.
We've witnessed some wild shit.
Yeah, I mean, we had what? Almost a decade in retail, so.
A decade over, bro.
Bro, all I know is I paid for some eggs recently, right? It said $4. I looked up how much it costs for a hen. That's a lot of eggs I can get for free. That's all I know.
Every day.
They drop one every day.
And you can make sure they have more protein because you can control their diet.
Your eggs can be
way more filled with protein and vitamins than the ones you buy in the store, too.
I've been looking up, okay? Also, people need to start looking up because they're throwing all types of shit. They'd be like, hey, this is just a chemical in your bacon. Why? Yeah, I just threw it in there. That was healthy.
Bro, our cows we eat are eating plastic, bro. Straight up. Don't worry about it. I'm kind of worried about it, though.
Drink the milk, bro.
I'm a little worried.
Drink the milk. Don't disrespect me again.
Yeah. Fucking dairy industry, dude.
Dairy industry, bro. Bro, first of all, I don't want to talk about these, but this is smoke.
Yeah, no, smoke. This is conspiracy theories, man, right?
Yeah.
We're just a couple of stoners. Get some microphones.
It's a smoke session. Don't hurt me or my family. Thank you. I will play ball.
I'm silly. Don't take me seriously.
I will play ball. Yeah.
We play ball here is Life and Time.
We will play ball. Don't you worry about me.
But yeah, bro, we need those chickens. We need that farmland.
I'm not playing around.
Never.
Different seasons to grow different crops. I'm dead ass. Okay?
Yeah, bro.
Like, it's serious shit. I'm going to give me a coop. I'm going to give me like
serious
six
investments.
Chickens.
Serious investments for the serious returns.
Yeah, bro. Bro, if I get some meat birds, right? Or you get some meat birds, you know how you go to the store. Everybody loves chicken. Now I know exactly what that chicken was doing.
Yeah, bro.
We don't know what's happening on these farms.
You gave it the passion. You gave it the way, way better diet. You give it
I would be listening to music. I'm like, listen to this, man.
Vegetables, all sorts of shit.
There's a new J. Cole. Might delete later.
Yeah, bro.
I'll be vibing with my chickens, bro.
Yeah.
Hip hop. Then I'm gonna slaughter it. Okay, that's just how it goes. This is a part of life.
Tough.
It's tough.
Smoke session. I'm comedian David Race in Los Angeles. I host a celebrity-filled paranormal talk show like no other. Monstrosity has great guests answering weird questions. You won't believe the combo of celebrities and paranormal experts who've been on this show. I guarantee you'll like Monstrosity, or you get your time back. Go to monstrositypodcast.com right now and take a look.
Listen, I just paid my taxes. I paid my taxes today, Aaron. I paid my taxes today. I have problems.
Yep. Did you owe any this year?
Of course I did.
Same.
I changed careers. You can't do that. It's like stay poor. Pata.
Uncle Sam said. I said,
for
all right.
Where's mine?
Where's mine?
That meme, that guy's actually like a world-renowned speaker.
Yeah, he's got some very good, like speeches.
You don't take shit serious.
No, bro.
I actually listened to one of his speeches. I changed my life.
A little bit. He talks a lot about relationships. He talks about life in general. He talks about family, the importance of being... Yeah, no. This shit goes hard. And it's crazy the memes just come from, like, it just took, like what, 6 seconds?
Real moments.
For that whole speech.
Listen to the speech, might change your life, guys.
Go check
them
out. Go check it out.
Check it out. Make them watch.
Let them watch.
Listen, man. Paying taxes reminds me of why we put tea in the river. I don't understand. They take money out of my check all year.
Where's the tea at?
All year. You know? I don't understand this shit. Why do you need more?
Bro, fucking tax code, bro.
Imagine you do everything you can do and they ask for more. If this was a relationship, we're in counseling. We haven't been in counseling with the...
They're taking your small businesses that earn... Or it can earn like more than $600, and they want a piece of it. Like, bro, you weren't here.
Bitch, you weren't with me shooting in the gym.
You were not here. You were not a part of the investment. I don't get it. Man.
You were born here, bro. You with us.
I'm gonna need that.
It's like death row.
I'm gonna need death row. Where's my pie?
I need a piece. It's a smoke session. Listen, man, how do you feel about the ending of Invincible?
Got about halfway through the last episode before we started.
You didn't finish it.
Or hopped on. No.
You didn't finish it. Piece of shit. All right. Thoughts on Dune 2?
I mean, we could talk about that first half. I did want to talk about the...
Okay,
one scene.
Yo, Angel got problems. Angel got fucking problems. He picked the best mark. He's like, nah, I see all these evil marks, right? I see him out there in the universe.
You gotta die.
But the one that's like chilling, I want him. and that's some shit, bro. That's some shit that happens in real life. That's like when a dude who's like getting bullied goes after another nerd. I'm like, what's going on?
Yeah, I kept hoping that he was gonna listen. And I was like, maybe they'll take a different route than in the comics. Right?
Yo, they've been pretty true.
They've been sticking true to it, dude. I've been very impressed.
With Rex Explode and everything that happened, it's pretty true to the core
those scenes
material.
Hit. This is two it seasons does. Now, and these scenes hit consistently.
Yo, it matters. It matters.
It's a classic, bro.
What's your thoughts on Dune 2? May your podcast.
The first thing I
shattered.
Control over podcasts is control over all.
You're lucky you keep your head.
Yeah, dude, that was some crazy shit.
That was some shit, bro.
Your feet. You'd be lucky to keep your head. I was like, fuck, what a threat.
Bro.
You really shouldn't be talking right now, for real.
Old heads do that, though. They always want to try to get that power back.
You're not that guy, buddy. You're not that guy, pal.
Hey,
you're not that
great
guy.
Great thing is, he was in the original series, if I believe so, right? He was in the original series.
He was in the original movies.
I'm pretty sure he's in the original Dunes.
That's a good callback, then.
Shout out to the internet.
But that water religion lore... That was crazy. That was
crazy. Hey, man.
It was crazy.
I like how they, like, talk about, like, and listen, shout out religious people. I'm just, I like how they talked about using religion against the people. You know what I'm saying? The environments are so harsh, they need faith. That's why we're so strong there. That's a line from the movie. And I'm not saying, you know, take a look around. That's all I say. But then again,
it's a smoke.
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 Smoke session.
Think what you think. You know, I play ball. I think
yeah, we guys play ball here.
I think how you think. Yeah.
Yeah, we're all sheep. We're all sheep.
Yeah, I'm a sheep.
Bye.
Bro. I'm just trying to make it.
Yeah, bro.
Real quiet, real shady.
Real quiet, real shady. You get the, you know.
I remember when I was a young man, and you know, I was in a different land, and I happened to be amongst other young men, and we wanted to be forever young like Peter Pan. Listen.
Lyrical genius.
I was frolicking through some places I shouldn't frolic through, quite, you know, inebriated off of cannabis.
Yeah.
And it rained. It rained, and it was the most soothing thing I ever felt in my life. It was better than any shower, and that's what I remember.
But
that was my best time, like, getting stoned or high. I think it was because it was so relaxing. I didn't feel that. I've been, like, I had a lot of tension in my life, especially growing up. So, like,
yeah,
it was so peaceful,
kind of profound tension.
Yeah,
and it was those first few times that I think made, you know, I fell in love with it. I was like, damn, this, like you said, it's soothing.
Now, are you an edible guy or are you a smoking guy?
Smoking for sure. Edibles, you're locked in. You're locked in.
Edibles are disrespectful. Edibles don't care about your country or home. They don't care about what you believe in. They don't care that you have plans. Edibles, I remember first time I hit an edible, right? Like, I ate one. It was 1,000 milligram. I was in a place. Now,
in another dimension.
I ate it. Bro, dude, I ate it and I was just petting the fucking floor. I was like, what the fuck is going on here? Pet the floor. And it took me like an hour and some change to figure out I'm petting a floor. Got in the shower. Yeah. I was like, all right. Cold water, hot water, cold water, hot. I thought the water was hot. It was cold.
Stop. Yeah, please.
It was cold,
stop
bro.
This.
It was freezing.
Stop this.
And I think we should just do, you know, let's take a puff, control yourself, and pay your taxes. It's a smoke.
Yeah. Smoke session.
Now, what have you made? Oh, wait, hold on. When did you find your limit, bro? Because I didn't find it when I was stroking the floor. I felt it when I was supposed to, like, I thought I was good, right? Like, I got, somebody gave me one. I was out in LA when I was working retail. Like, a coworker gave me one. And I ate it 10 minutes before I was done my shift. 5 minutes in, I was like, who am I? Why do you work?
You work?
Everything about is work. You get up and work, and you buy things with the things you work for.
Yeah.
Just get out of the system. You're in the system. It was going crazy.
Yeah. The inside voice, bro, just goes bonkers. Yeah. Just goes
that
fucking bonkers.
It got turned up. I was like, God damn.
It gets turned up to the max. It gets real. You start to have some really deep thoughts, and you're like, these types of thoughts aren't hitting in all a positive manner.
No.
And it makes you question it. Yeah, absolutely. I've had some similar experiences, like dropping 100 milligrams, and just like you're locked in, and you find yourself in a bad place, and you're like, bro, we're here for another 3 hours. Doesn't fucking matter. We're here for another 3 hours with this negative space, and that could definitely, you find your limit that way for sure.
And I also, like, in finding your limits, you find yourself, right? Like, because you have to get through that depressive state, right? And also, this is something you are hiding from yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You can't numb yourself all the time.
You can't numb yourself all the time. And it helps reveal character issues you have to deal with, right? So you also have to, you know.
And you avoid certain responsibilities, too. And then you're like, damn. Yeah, no, this could, there's definitely negative.
You're trying to shortcut to the
it can be negative.
Part.
It can be negative.
For sure.
It feels great.
Everything can
fantastic.
Be
fantastic. We have
everything
great smoke sessions. But everybody, It can everything can be negative.
Know your limits, take it in moderation. Now, what's your favorite munchie combination?
Oh, dude. My favorite's got to be, shout out to Caitlin for this one, dude. You take grapes, blackberries, raspberries, really any berry, put it in the fridge, get some ice cold water, done. Been doing that since the first few times of being high, bro.
Bro, fruit plus cannabis is heaven. I didn't know I liked oranges until I ate them high. In this bitch,
everything is delicious about this, bro.
It's delicious.
This is good for you.
Are you telling me they grow this? This can be grown.
feels ancient. Feels ancient.
It does, bro.
This is fucking fantastic.
When you're sober, you just don't respect the fruit.
You don't respect it. You find the respect. It's like a fucking shade, bro.
It's like a
curtain. Like, hey, this is real. This is real.
Taste it.
Makes sense.
This was grown. I started thinking about the circle of life.
Process behind it. You're like, this orange and its journey to get to me. I should appreciate this.
That survives off creatures.
I consume. Just like the environment around me.
As we it all takes consume. Its phone assistance in, I take
honestly, it. Everything just be consuming.
Connected. Yep, we all here. People be like, oh, the Earth's gonna die. Earth's gonna be fine if we fuck up.
Yeah, bro. It's gonna keep going. It's gonna keep going, man.
Only way we can, like, mess up Earth, we have to blow chunks out of it.
And that's, like,
it's not gonna happen.
We're too small, bro.
Too small.
The sun is gonna be the only thing that takes this thing out.
100 million years. Catch it in. Hopefully we figure a way out. Like, get out of here.
Dude, we gotta go. We gotta skip.
Whoa!
Out.
That sun's getting a little close, man.
Yo, it's hot out. It's hot out.
Shout out, Brody.
Shout out to Brody, bro. Still one of my favorites.
It's a smoke.
Smoke session.
Listen, 420 is the only holiday where there's no beef. If you're beef with me on 420, smoke some weed, bud.
See what I did there, bro. I see what you did there.
I'm trying to grow shit, man. I'm trying to grow some cannabis.
Champagne harvest.
It's legal, right?
It's legal to grow.
I'm gonna buy some seeds. I'm gonna be a farmer. I'm gonna have chickens and I'm gonna have pot and I'm gonna have blueberries. Now you know what I'm gonna do it all together. Blueberry chicken pot.
Oh, bro. We're getting to get into the mead process, you know? We'll get into that fucking bag.
That's cool. Yeah.
Yeah, bro. All that shit's top tier. Yeah.
I think this is the only holiday.
Smoking your own thing that you
organic.
It's organic. It's organic.
It's what we should
both process.
Bro, I think everybody on the planet should get 1 acre. It's a lot of space out here.
There's a fuckload of space. Fuckload of space.
Now I wanna thank everybody for tapping in.
Thank you everybody for smoking with us and enjoying this fine festivity on this wonderful day.
Happy 420. It's a smoke session.
Peace everybody.
420 was a long
time. 20.
Damn, Tom is flying.
Life and Tom.
That works.
Peace.